We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Now I want you to notice, as I told you once before, that this statement is addressed primarily to the Jewish people who were in their land. Now he told them if they trust in God and do good, they'd dwell in that land and they would be fed. Now that's the assurance of Almighty God. Now there are certain things here that in principle hold through all the ages with generation after generation. Now for instance, to do good we have to trust in the Lord. Now we hear a great deal today about humanitarianism. He's a very humanitarian man. Now, there are certain humanitarian things that people can do who are not Christians. You know, you can have certain lovely traits of character, a sympathetic heart. You can be kind to dogs. You know, I know some people who are awfully kind to dogs who are not Christians. They love dogs. They wouldn't hurt an animal. They wouldn't hurt anybody. They have a sort of humanitarian, sympathetic impulse. And there are other people that are charitable. I know some men who are very charitable, who are not Christian men. They come along in the name of humanity, and they do a great many good deeds. Now, that's all right. I'm not discounting that. But that's not goodness in the sight of God. No man is good in God's sight who rejects the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it plain that all of our righteousness is filthy rags. The best act of the best man that ever lived on earth, presented to God as a claim on God for salvation, is not a good act. It's like a filthy rag. Now that word in the original, all our righteousness is as filthy rags, means something that I couldn't even tell you here over the radio. You get the original meaning of that, you'll begin to understand. There is nothing in all the language more terrible than that word in a way. You present it to God and say, here I am, God, now I clothed the naked and visited the sick, and I gave away money, and I did a great many things, you know. But he says, I never knew you. Now, you are not a good man in God's sight until you trust in the Lord. You are only good in God's sight when you have the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, his righteousness. If you ever go to heaven, you're going up there clothed with his righteousness. Do you remember where the king made a wedding for his son, that parable our Lord told? And the wedding was all set, and they said, now go out and tell everybody who'd like to come, byway, highways, tell them to come in, and we're going to have this wedding supper. And they all came. Well, in order to enter into this occasion, they had to have on a garment of a certain kind. And they all got that, everything was going fine. And all at once, there was a man there that didn't have on a wedding garment. He didn't have on. Now, he may have been just as moral as the rest of them. He was invited to come, but the invitation carried certain obligations. The obligation was that he appear at the king's palace for an occasion of that kind like he should appear. But he didn't appear that way. And the king came in and he said, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? Now, didn't you have a chance? Was there not enough for you to get one? Didn't anybody offer you one? You could have had one, couldn't you? What's the matter with you, friend? And this man stood there speechless. He had absolutely nothing to say. He couldn't say anything. He could have been dressed right. Now, when you stand in the presence of God, and God says, did you ever hear about my son? Did anybody ever tell you about Jesus? Was your mother a Christian? Was your father a Christian? Didn't you sit one day near your radio and hear Bob Jones out at Bob Jones University talking to you about this? And didn't he tell you that you have to be born again? Didn't he tell you you'd have to trust Jesus Christ? And didn't you sit there and say to yourself, that's probably right. I suppose I ought to do it, but I haven't done it. Now, have you any excuse? And you won't have any excuse. Listen to me, many women. There isn't a one of you listening today that can ever look into the eye of God with any excuse. You have no excuse. You could be a righteous man. You could be a righteous woman in God's sight. And you become righteous in his sight when you trust Jesus Christ, his Son, as your Savior. Trust in the Lord. That's the way you become a righteous man. Now, another thing. You can't do good. Not good. You can do humanitarian things. But you can't really do good in God's sight as far as your deeds are related to eternity until you trust in the Lord. The essential thing is to settle the salvation of your soul, to fix your destiny for eternity. Now, that's an instantaneous proposition. You can come gradually up to the line of decision. Little by little, you may get up to the point. But that comes to your life a moment when you definitely trust Jesus Christ. I think I've told you numbers of times that you may not know when you were converted. But if you're a Christian, while you may not be able to put your finger on the time and place, I've always would be a little uneasy if I couldn't. But you may not be able to put your finger on the time and place. But if you're a Christian person, if you're a saved person, then just as certain as you were listening to me today, there was a moment when you stepped over that line, you said yes to Jesus Christ. Now, if you are a Christian, there are certain things that follow being a Christian. Now, one of the best tests that you can find is this. If you are saved, you respond to the gospel. You have an affinity for the gospel. I've told you so many times that a musician responds to music. An artist responds to art. A businessman responds to business. Now, a Christian responds to Jesus Christ. You can test yourself by your responses. Now, when I stand up before a crowd and tell them that Jesus died for them, saved people in their heart say that's right. If they don't say that's right, then they're not saved. The heart of a saved person responds to Christian people and of the gospel. Now, I'll tell you something else you can do. You can test yourself in this way. The writer said, we know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Now, that's in the Bible. And that was a sign that he knew he'd passed from death unto life. Now, he didn't say that we admire the brethren. He didn't say that all Christian people have a style that especially appeals to us. But there's a sort of a family love that every Christian has for every other Christian. Now, if you are saved, you love the brethren. When I find out a man's saved and loves the Lord, I have an affection for him. Now, I didn't know that was a sign I was saved. I read it in the Bible. When I was converted out in the country, I knew some people out there that good people, but I didn't like them much. You know, they got on my nerves a good deal, and I didn't even love some of them, tell you the truth. I remember an old woman used to pester us kids to death all the time. But she's a good old woman. She just thought the Lord had called her to regulate the community. But when I got saved, when I was born again, a little boy, I found myself loving that woman. Loving that woman. I just love the old sister. And I thought it was rather strange what happened to me. But I didn't know it was a sign I was saved. I read it in the Bible. We know we've passed from death and life because we love the brethren. And I found in the Bible, I said, I've got it. I've got it. I know I'm saved. You can know whether you're saved or not. You don't have to be doubtful. Don't just take your salvation for granted because you feel happy once in a while. I knew a drunk man one time was so happy, he told me he's a saved man going to heaven when he died. He's staggering down the highway. He just had some whiskey made him feel good, see. He thought he's going to heaven. He's just the happiest man you ever saw in your life. Your feeling might lead you astray. You better watch out about feeling. If your feelings do not harmonize with the truth of God, you better watch out for yourself. Trust in the Lord and do good. If you trust in the Lord, you will do good. You will love God's people. I never saw a Christian in my life that I ever met and talked to that I didn't love that Christian. Maybe a white man, maybe a colored man. Maybe anybody, if he's a Christian. You know, I remember a colored woman used to work in our home, an old saint. Why, that woman, she's the most wonderful old saint you ever saw. And we talk about Jesus, and she loved the Lord, and I love the Lord. You know, we Christian people, we love everybody. Christian white people love Christian colored people, and Christian colored people love Christian white people. There's no problem in this country, race problem, between Christian people. They have a love for each other. I remember a colored man came to me not long ago. Shouldn't tell this because this fellow got about all I had. I haven't anything left, so don't anybody else think I've got anything left to help you with. But this fellow came to me with a problem when I was up against it, a financial problem. He's a good man, wants to do a good work for God. A good colored man that's in good Christian work. I won't call his name. And I sat down and helped him work out his problem and gave him some money. I recognized and I talked to that man. He's a Christian man. You know, men and women, you beware of these people that kick Christian people around. You watch them. Christian people. You know a fellow say, well, he's an independent. Well, it's all right, so are some of the children in the home. You know, all the children in the home are not exactly alike. Some of them are poets, and some of them are business people, and some of them are artists, and some of them are stubborn, and some of them are one way and some another. Some are independent, you know. You know, I've all been so independent myself, because I couldn't have worked for God any other way. If I hadn't have been independent, I wouldn't be sitting here today as a founder of this university. But, you know, I love men that love God. All I want to know is that he's a member of the family of God. And you can find out. Somebody asked me one time, I said, how do you get along so well? Well, I said, all the folks that love the Lord love me. You have to love me. You may not like my technique sometimes. You may wish I did things a little different from what I do, but if I did, they might not be done at all, see. But, you know, I don't have trouble with God's people. Every preacher in this country that loves the Lord loves me. I love every preacher that loves the Lord. I love every man, every woman, every Christian. You know why? Well, he says, I lay down my life for the brethren. For he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. The love of God in your heart gives you an affinity for every other heart that has the love of God in it. Musicians may be jealous of each other sometimes, but they love music just the same. And they can have fellowship in music. And Christian people can have fellowship around the Lord Jesus Christ. Denominational lines won't keep them having that kind of fellowship. Fellowship together with God's people. The blessed privilege of fellowship. Now then, I didn't mean to go into all that this morning, but, you know, this verse just gets hold of you because you see how it puts the first thing. Now, notice, trust in the Lord. Underscore that. That's the important thing to underscore. Trust in the Lord. That's essential. That's fundamental. That's the beginning. Then what? Do good. Trust in the Lord and then do good, see? Now, isn't it a wonderful thing that he tells us how to do good? First, trust in the Lord. That's the beginning, man. You want to know how to be a Christian? Trust in the Lord. You want to know how to treat your neighbor right? Trust in the Lord. You want to know how to go to heaven when you die? Trust in the Lord. You want to know how to be a right kind of man? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Doing good will inevitably follow the right kind of Christian faith. We are saved by grace through faith, but saved people work. No discount on works, just put works in the proper place. We work not to go to heaven, but because we are going to heaven. We work not to be saved, but we work because we are saved. We work for the Lord Jesus Christ because we love him, and we're delighted to do his will. He said, I delight to do my Father's will. I do the things that please him. So we Christian people, if we are right with God, delight to please our Lord. May we bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help us to trust in thee completely. We have no good thing about us naturally. We are poor, weak, frail, blundering, helpless men and women. But thou didst die for us, and we thank thee, blessed Jesus. We thank thee for what thou didst suffer on the cross for us, for thy blood, thy atoning blood. We thank thee for salvation in thy precious, wonderful name. We trust thee. Thou art our Savior. Thou art our hope. Thou art our all. Now, trusting thee, we pray thee that we may not forget what thou hast done for us, and that we may go out to exalt thee, to do good, and to be faithful to thee in every little detailed problem of life, and keep us true till we see thee someday face to face. We pray in thy wonderful name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.